G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Finance ministers and deputy finance ministers, along with presidents and vice presidents of the central banks of the G20, are gathering in Sao Paulo from February 26 to 29. The agenda for the finance track discussions encompasses the global economic outlook and pertinent topics such as inequality, international taxation, and financing for sustainable development. The coordinator of the finance track and secretary of international affairs at the Ministry of Finance, Tatiana Rosito, participated in a press briefing on Monday at the Fundação Bienal building, the designated venue for the G20 meetings in Sao Paulo. According to Rosito, having a forum like the G20, where countries convene to advance solutions to global issues, presents a unique opportunity for dialogue and cooperation.
Sabemos que há grande expectativa sobre o G20 como
She says, we recognize the significant expectations attributed to the G20 as the preeminent platform for international cooperation and economic coordination. Our objective is to collaborate with all member countries, invitees, and international organizations to foster consensus on the paramount challenges confronting the global economy and humanity at large. According to Rosito, the meetings scheduled for this week are designed to evaluate the sessions conducted by the working groups within the finance track held between December 2023 and January 2024.
Vamos também negociar uma proposta de comunicado que será considerada.
She says, during the ministerial meeting, we will actively engage in negotiations to finalize a proposed communique for review and adoption. Subsequently, we will initiate preparations for the inaugural meeting of finance ministers and central bank presidents under the auspices of the Brazilian G20 presidency, scheduled to convene on Wednesday and Thursday. This event will serve as the focal point of our activities for the week. The finance track coordinator reports that discussions are underway across four areas.
Primeiro é a relação entre desigualdades e política econômica.
She added, initially, the discussion delves into the correlation between inequalities and economic policy. Subsequently, the discourse navigates through the conventional diagnosis of the global economy, specifically emphasizing growth prospects, inflation dynamics, and employment generation. The third focal point centers on the intricacies of international taxation. Lastly, attention is directed towards the complex interplay between national debts and financing mechanisms aimed at fostering sustainable development, both of which constitute interrelated themes within our economic and financial agenda. The event in Sao Paulo is anticipated to host 450 delegates representing member countries, invited nations, and international organizations. From Sao Paulo, with information from the G20, Enrique Villamil.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.